Well, I think we've covered that one fairly well, Sally. Let's go on to another of your most famous ones, the McElhone Steps.
Yes, the McElhone Steps.
Yes.
That was my first win prize.
It was. How many times did you win the win?
Four times.
And that was the first one.
That was the first one. Right.
And, of course, it was made famous by the fact that Bernard published it in colour in his famous book.
Yes, that's right.
And it was bought by Mrs. Everett, was it?
Dr. Everett bought it.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Everett.
And it came in...
And I was very flattered.
Uh-huh.
Not for the money I got. It was very little.
Yes.
I won't mention it because... Whatever these people paid me, I thought it was what they could afford.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that mattered to me. Mm-hmm. But I was glad it went into their home.
Mm-hmm.
I knew Mrs. Everett from the George Bell School.
Mm. Oh, yes, of course, you studied with George Bell.
Yes, I studied with George Bell, and when I came to Australia at that time, I couldn't speak much English.
Mm-hmm.
She spoke a bit of French, not better than I do in English, I must say.
So you met her first in 1937?
Like Lady Casey, the same.
She was
the opposition, but they went together in one studio.
I see. Yeah.
United. That's right.
And the Everts bought a number of your works.
Yes, they did. Uh-huh. They did.
Mm-hmm.
And another one which they bought is, I think, one of the paintings I like very much. Mm. It is called Near the Docks.